Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Buckler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by Tony Dixon, who is a senior leadership development consultant with Kaiser Permanente. Tony, can you believe it? For 20 years now here at New Leaf, we focus on our core purpose of just helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I just wondered what would be your recommended best practices to help people and organizations. But please start though by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Tony, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Thank you so much, Paul. I'm really happy to be here. So I work for Kaiser Permanente, which is one of the largest integrated healthcare organizations in the country. So what does that mean? That means that we are the insurance provider for a lot of folks, and we're also the healthcare provider for those same folks. So we run our own hospitals and clinics to meet those folks that have insurance with Kaiser Permanente. And I'm very fortunate to support our leaders in one particular service area, doing leadership development. It's an area I've got a lot of passion around. I've been doing this work for about 10 plus years, did my master's and my doctoral work in leadership, and have just really, really enjoyed it. And I'm grateful to be here and do things like this with folks like you. So it really starts with defining terms. The best is really quite open to interpretation. So you can have two businesses in the same exact industry who have different competitive advantages and therefore different ideas of what best means to them. You know, one company might compete on price and want to be seen as the value player to help them gain market share. Think of companies like Temu. They're a great example of this, where they offer thousands of products for unbelievably low prices, often losing money on the products themselves. Their investors are betting on a strategy of losing money in the first few years to hyperscale so they can eventually transition towards more profitability. Other companies might actually compete on service or quality rather than price. Think of any high-end luxury brand, and that's what they're doing. Their approach is to be more exclusive, to sell less products for more money, and in turn, they hope to be really efficient by earning more profit with less sales. So once you understand the business strategy and how it's actually put to work in the business, you can then assess how well the business is performing against its own strategy. So how's it doing financially? Do people actually want to work there? Or is there low engagement and high turnover? What are other people saying about the business? Really understanding that reality of the business landscape is key to knowing where to put focus. If you're familiar with that the larger business aspects, then your ideas will be far more likely to be received well by senior leaders, because it helps you come across as being more familiar with their frame of reference. And you're now seen as someone who's really helping them achieve their goals, which builds trust and is absolutely critical. For myself, I found that it matters far less if you have good ideas or training programs or whatever it is that you might have to offer, if the client or the stakeholders do not trust you. If others don't want to work with you, then you simply will not have a chance to make an impact. So once we've defined what best means for that organization and we've understood the business landscape and created some trust, now I can start really helping people and organizations be their best. So any recommendations from my perspective should really have a very clear through line to either removing barriers and addressing deficits or to achieving strategic goals. So in talking about something more specific like leadership development, there's different ways to close gaps and build capacity. But that how somewhat depends on what's feasible and the culture of the organization. So let's look at some examples. You know, is a lot of in-person work a good fit, or do you need more flexible virtual options? Do you have a lot of really good employees who are also young and fairly inexperienced that might benefit from things like mentorship or job rotation programs? Maybe it's an organization that hasn't needed a change for years and is starting to actually fall behind as competitors adopt AI. Maybe there's a culture with direct feedback or one that places more value on a softer approach. So the how and the what should always come from understanding the organization and its needs. Leadership development plays a role in really influencing the culture of an organization. And that happens in a number of ways. It's from the content that's provided, the examples that are used, how leaders are actually developed. All of that sends a message about what the organization values, in-person things, investing in development, the way we're coaching leaders to deal with like performance situations, think about the future, collaboration. So, Paul, I would leave you with this. Without knowing the current state and where the people want or need to go, how can you influence in a way that will really help others be their best?
Tony, I really like that. I'm always grateful for the people that contribute to that to these, but I think that's the first time where I've heard someone say you've got to start from the frame of reference in terms of what is most important to the business, and then you align the resources with it. I mean, I think that is just a real good life lesson for internals as well as externals. So really appreciate that perspective. If I could, just a shout out to the subscribers to always keep an eye on the events page for the activities that we have going on throughout the course of the year, most of which are available for free for subscribers. Tony, could I offer you a virtual high five?
Sure. Thank you.
Tony, it's so good to see you again. Thanks ever so much for taking a few minutes with us today.
Thank you, Paul. Have a wonderful day. It's great
Cheers,
being.
Tony.
All right, cheers.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.